Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination through the Word of God related to Elijah. Remember, this came out of what we saw in James, how Elijah was a man just like us. And so there's some other stories that are interwoven within the midst of all this, and we're in the midst of one of those right now, 1 Kings 21. And you remember what happened? King Ahab wanted to buy a vineyard from Naboth. The Naboth's vineyard apparently butted up against Ahab's palatial grounds. And Ahab wanted to take it and make a garden out of it to where it'd be a vegetable garden close to his house. Well, Naboth said that he would not sell it to him for a couple of reasons. One was forthrightly declared that I can't do this because this is my father's. This is my inheritance. The Lord forbid me. And the Lord had told them not to sell and give away their family land like that. Okay, but then he also had a little inference right here. He said, I will not give this to you. Sort of the idea that, man, you know, you're not the kind of king you are. I'm not going to sell it to you. So what was the response of Ahab? Verse 4 tells us of 1 Kings 21. So Ahab came into his house, sullen and vexed because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he said, I will not give you the inheritance of my father. And he, this is Ahab, and Ahab lay down on his bed and turned away his face and ate no food. So Ahab was vexed and sullen. He was mad. He was angry. He was throwing a pouty fit like a three-year-old does. Literally came in, laid on his bed, turned his head away against the wall, and refused to eat anything. Now, verse 5. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, how is it that your spirit is so sullen and that you're not eating food? Verse 6. So he said to her, because I spoke to Naboth, the Jezreelite, and said to him, give me your vineyard for money, or else, if it pleases you, I will give you a vineyard in his place. But he said, I will not give you my vineyard. And so he forthrightly tells his wife what happens, though he sort of flips what he'd said before, but it's the same basic idea, okay? So verse 7, Jezebel, his wife, said to him, do you now reign over Israel? Arise, eat bread, and let your heart be joyful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So that's interesting. Do you now govern Israel? She say, hey, are you not the king? You're the king of everything. Then she says this, get up. You go in there and make your heart merry, drink some wine, be joyful, eat some bread, and I'll take care of it. This gives us real insight into who was the true leader and what was going on in the midst of all this. For her to say, do you now reign over Israel? She's declaring that that's the truth, but it's more than a little jab, is it not? So verse 8, look at the plan, what she did. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent letters to the elders and to the nobles who were living with Naboth in his city. So she writes these letters and she signs his name and seals it with his seal. You know, they would put a little wax thing or whatever it was to seal to show that this is a true document. She does all this. She doesn't tell Ahab. And you know what? Ahab doesn't want to know. He just gets up and he goes and drinks and he goes and eats. His wife's going to take care of it. In verse 9. Now she wrote in the letter saying this, proclaim a fast and seat Naboth at the head of the people, and seat two worthless men before him. And this worthless men, it carries exactly that idea. They're worthless. They're wicked. Okay, two wicked, worthless men before him, and let them testify against him, saying, you cursed God and the king. And then take him out and stone him to death. So the men of his city, the elders and the nobles who lived in his city, did as Jezebel had sent word to them, just as it was written in the letters which she had sent them. Now, they did not know that she was the one who had sent them. They thought that they were functioning under the directive of the king. And what they were doing was an evil act. But do you deny, do you defy, do you reject what the king tells you to do? Well, you know what? I think you have to draw a line here somewhere, don't you? If the king or if anybody in quote unquote authority over you demands that you do something that goes against the command and the instruction and the word of God, who are you going to believe? Are you going to follow man or are you going to follow God? In this case, they followed the king. Verse 12. So they proclaimed the fast and seated Naboth at the head of the people. Then the two worthless men came in and sat before him, and the worthless men testified against him, even against Naboth before the people, saying, Naboth cursed God and the king. So he took him outside the city and stoned him to death with stones. Then they sent word to Jezebel, saying, Naboth has been stoned and is dead. What's the picture here? What's the principle here? What are we to learn from here? Naboth apparently was a righteous man. He did what the word of God called for him to do. He stands firm, and he stood firm. But even in the midst of that, wickedness rose against him. And he was condemned to death, and he was killed. The people thought they were doing the right thing because this is what the word of God says. There's a testimony of two people that curses God and curses the king. And then you take him outside the city and you stone. He was totally innocent. And yet he died. People say, well, that's not fair. That's horrible. That's evil. You're right. It is evil. Forget the fair thing, though. Okay? Life isn't fair. The Lord never promised us a fair life. But he did promise us a reward. And I highly suspect that Naboth has been rejoicing in glory all these many, many centuries since this time right here. He was innocent. He was righteous. He did do what was right. The evil of Jezebel, the evil of Ahab, even the evil of these men who would refuse to accuse someone who's totally innocent of something, then kill him, that will be upon their heads. Naboth was stoned. He was dead. Our time's running sort of short, so we'll look at the next episode about what happened in the midst of all this. But remember why all this happened. All this happened because a king wanted a piece of property for the immediate use of a vegetable garden rather than the long-term benefit of a vineyard. A king who God had already shown great things to, a king that the Lord had already said to him, you're going to know that I'm God because of this victory that you're going to have. And yet all this king could do is see in the immediate and see in the natural. It's really a sad state of affairs. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you again next time. Goodbye.